Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have returning guest Ankara Martinez Savone.
Yes!
I almost said it perfectly, and then I...
You go, Martinez...
Martinez?
Savone.
Martinez.
I don't even say my last name on my podcast. I just say Ankara.
Really?
Like Madonna. Yeah. Because I can't choose my name. I can't do it, you know.
First
I'm
of all,
feminist.
We're recording at my place, and Jada the Papu is
she's so sweet.
She's so cute, and she's just up in Ankara's legs.
You're such a cute little doggy, huh? You're
she's
like
the
cute
best.
Cat. Meow.
She's like a cat dog.
She is. She's so
she just
sweet.
Wants constant lap. She wants to sit in your lap and give the lovin'.
She's one of the sweetest dogs I know.
Yeah.
You're sweeter than Rocco. Rocco will be very angry. Rocco's spoiled.
Rocco's great too, though.
He is.
Rocco's a little tougher, hence the name Rocco.
Yeah, he's very tough. He's a tough dog.
Okay, so.
Hi.
So first of all, we'll get into this. Ankara already knows because we already went out for breakfast. But
yes.
Actually, it was like brunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, brunch on a Tuesday.
Just two suburban moms.
I got my Lululemons on. I was like, let's go get some coffee and breakfast and talk about
Let's talk
stuff.
About Kate's emotional pain over eggs.
Yeah, let's do that. I hope these are gluten-free eggs.
Aren't all eggs gluten-free?
I know, that's why I said that.
Oh, sorry, I'm not catching the joke. I'm in too much sadness to be
okay.
Like, ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha.
It's pouring rain out right now.
Which I like.
It's nice.
Because we're sitting by the window and the rain's pouring down, and it's like, I get it, universe, me too.
Rain in the suburbs is so much better than rain in the city because you can just drive in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to walk in it in the city, and it doesn't smell.
Yeah, in the city when it rains, it kicks up all
everything.
Of the stuff.
Oh my it's so God, gross. It's so gross.
Same with like after it snows in the city, like immediately, because the snow starts
to
melt.
Starts to melt, yeah.
And by like the gutters, like it gets all funky, like it's like
frozen
a little,
poop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
So I'll get into this real quick, but yeah, I'm having a tough time. I had my spiritual school Saturday and Sunday, and essentially, without giving away the specifics of what we did, they start taking you more consciously into the impersonal. Because we're always swimming. We already, you know, it's half personal. It's where the personal meets the impersonal world is where you have basically humans.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of took us in a different way into the impersonal, which means your ego starts to kind of flare up. So my ego is completely, I guess, screaming right now. And it just feels like a whale, like W-A-I-L, not a whale whale.
A whale!
Yeah, not like a beautiful, majestic sea creature.
I'm whaling right now. I'm not going whaling.
Although I would like to go whaling while whaling.
Yes.
That might help.
Yes.
But no, I'm just like in so much deep egoic pain is just like crying. Like I can feel this really deep sadness that just wants to come out. I've cried a bit, but a lot of it feels stuck. So
yeah.
It would almost feel good if I could just cry the entire day, but I'll do it for like 5 minutes and then it just stops.
Good.
So at least I do a little, but yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't want to go into specifics, but I am not feeling so hot.
The ego is a very strong force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, my ego, my defenses are just like swirling. But at least I have the conscious and awareness now to be like, okay, that's just ego. That's mm-hmm. not like, let's not get lost in that.
It doesn't define you. It's not who you are. It's just a part of you, just like anything else that is a part of you. And you can put it to the side so you can focus on other things.
Yeah. Well, the thoughts that are coming up and swirling. But that was part of the weekend, is like really starting to pay attention to these currents
mm-hmm.
that carry the thoughts. They call them currents, you know, and
uh-huh.
they're beliefs, and we're all connected. So it could be, you know, the energy system coming from another dimension or another person. And, you know, we interact with them and then these thoughts come out. And so I'm paying more attention to like my either whether it's blame or negative self-worth or lack of self-forgiveness, you know, they're all swirling and I'm trying my best to like, I think I said this to you, put my anchor down and like weather the storm right now.
Right.
But man, and this is typical to these weekends and it's for a good thing that, you know, it kicks back up because essentially you have to heal these things to get to the to who you truly are.
Right.
But I am not feeling good.
Yeah. And when, so like when you're in spiritual school, I'm curious, like the, you're saying these waves that come through, are you talking about just like waves of what?
Do you mean currents? Like, when
Yeah. Got currents. It. Like, they just like, it could come from anywhere and it comes through you or by you. And like, you can either accept it or not accept it. And
so, well, first of all, I want to say, I might not explain it perfectly, right? I just learned it this weekend, so I just want to make that statement if anyone from my school is listening and they're like, she's fucking this up, you know. But yeah, essentially, we're all connected, right? We're all there's oneness, but we're connected. And then we're also, they describe it in school as like, you have the river and then you have these eddies.
Yeah.
So we're both the river, and then we're also these like personalized little eddies
pockets.
Or current. Yeah. So what they were doing this weekend is kind of taking you a bit out. We get very stuck in Eddie consciousness. This is who I am. I am Kate Wolf. You know, this is me. And then they take you more into like, here's the river. Here's the oneness. And so, you know,
that's
when we get stuck in our
the whole
drama,
thing.
There's this whole other thing, impersonal thing going on. So because we're all connected, you know, we have these thoughts and these
feelings,
currents
and moments.
And it's not about getting rid of them. It's the consciousness of like letting them. There's a quote by Pima Chodron, I'm sure you've heard, where it's like, we are the sky, everything else is the weather. It's that kind of mentality, in a sense of like, these things, these currents kind of come through and you consciously pay attention and you kind of let them also go through, right? You become more of the river where these things can come through and go out, and instead of holding on to each thing and freaking out with them.
Yeah.
So it was really helpful, and the activities and the exercises we did are insane, and you can feel yourself shifting and growing and changing. But you know, I had a very difficult childhood, and my defense mechanisms are quite strong, so it's brought up a lot of the pain that made the defenses be there in the first place. So I'm just trying right now to, I guess, weather the storm and swim with it. But I'm just so thankful you came over, because I didn't tell you this is where I was at. I was like, want to come over on podcast?
Yeah.
It's going to be real fun. And then you got here and I'm like, I'm not doing well.
Oh, I know. When you reach out, I'm like, oh, she needs me to come.
That's enough.
I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes.
But I need to be around you too. You know what I mean? Like, I like being around you. And I mean, you're my friend, you know?
Yeah, well, you're one of my best friends, and like, you have such good energy. So like, even when we're both not
always
happy, but even when you're in like a sad place, you still, I feel like we rejuvenate each other and we laugh and like, we could get into the hiking story.
We can laugh
story.
About what we're going through.
Yeah,
you have to.
And we're kind. I don't know. Like, I feel like
stuck in the only I get stuck in the negative a lot, and I know I do. And so, you know, I get mad when people call me out on it, but like, I'd rather be around people that also feel like they get stuck in the negative, than we can make fun of ourselves and laugh about it and like move on, because we're human and whatever, it happens. We all do that. Some people are better at coping with it, and some other people need to talk about it.
I think some people are better at pretending, you know, like they're, well, I also got to see my own spiritual bypass. Well, there was, so with this whole weekend, which is called impersonal movement, that's what they call it in the school. It really also allowed me to see how I can do a spiritual bypass into the impersonal. Because you can also go, you know, oh, it's just a thought. Like, you can always kind of like skip your ego by saying, oh, well, we're all one, no attachment, no attachment. And they were saying in this weekend, no, it's attachment and non-attachment.
Right.
It's the balance of personal and impersonal. And I got to see myself and how many of us kind of go, like, it's easy to almost overly release issues and just say, oh, fuck it, it's all good.
Yeah.
But you really want to like honor your feelings.
Yeah.
While also not clinging so tight to each thing and saying, this is true or this is me.
Yeah.
But no, I'm so happy you came over. Like I said, I didn't tell you how much pain I was in.
Yeah.
But I also know how to like still be a happy, functioning, silly person while in pain. But the last time Ankara, I don't know if this was the last time you came or the time before that, actually.
The last time, I think we were running away from a serial killer in the park.
No, so that was two times ago, because the last time you and I just went.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was the time before that when we went with Shane and Jada. And okay, so I talked about this a little bit, but we should do it together. Okay. So we went to these magical fairy woods.
Well, we thought it was just a retention pond, and we were like, let's go over to this waterfall, and climbed over rocks, which, by the way, on the way back, we didn't realize the water rose, and we were like, where are all the rocks?
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I was like, these rocks, there's some missing rocks now. Because I don't remember this.
Ooh, that makes it even more fun and exciting. Yeah. I wish we had to swim across. No, because we were running from a serial killer. So no. Which, it's not my belief. I have a whole other. But we'll get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we like...
over to go hiking.
We climbed over these rocks to get to the woods, which was like a fun experience. Yeah. I love doing the climbing. Like, I like when it's a little treacherous, just a little.
Yeah.
Although Shane did fall at one point. And then I felt bad that I made it treacherous, but... Oh, this poor fly. Should I open the window and let the fly out?
Let the fly out.
Well, it was raining, so I didn't want to, like, you know, hurt the fly. Hold on.
Can you unlock it? Okay, Kate is opening the window now. And the fly's out. Wow. Yay! Like that. Now, the other ones are stuck.
What? No, No. The other one can get if it flies.
Up and out?
Yeah.
Fly up, fly.
You can do it.
Oh, down here. Follow the wind.
Do you know I have spent a lot of time with these insects that get, they come inside, I don't know how, and then I really want them to go back to their home, and I'll just like try to coach them back, and after an hour I'm like, you gotta find your own way. I can't live your life for you, fly.
Video of you just talking to these insects for an hour at a time.
I have spiders in here that I talk to.
You're negotiating with the flies. You're like, I am.
Do you want to stay inside? Because you're welcome.
Tea? Would you like to stay with tea?
I do. I leave water out overnight in case they get thirsty.
Maybe that's why they stay. Like, this is my home now.
They're welcome. Well, that one wanted out.
Yeah.
The one was like, we get it. You have problems. Bye, bitch.
Well, can you open the top window? No.
We can figure it out after. Because I know I had Carolyn Castilla here. Yeah, well, those two like the podcast, so they're staying to hear it. The other one was like, ugh.
I can't listen to this anymore. It must have been a highly sensitive fly.
Or maybe like a douchebag fly. And it was totally like, I don't want to hear about emotional problems.
Yeah, I've got my own emotional
problems. I'm going to go listen to a sports podcast.
Separate myself.
Okay, so we went hiking and we were like having a great time.
Yeah.
There was this one little section that literally had a fairy.
It was like fairy trail.
Which I was
follow the fairy
digging.
Trail. Let's go. Because
fairies
fairy
are real.
Trail.
We all know that.
Yeah. And there was these cute little like fairy homes and fairy stubs and park bench fairies that were small and miniature by the trees and in the coves of trees and like made like little villages. It was so cute. So as you're walking along this awesome fairy trail, you see like little fairy villages. So
yeah.
It's really cool.
Like little dollhouse kind of fairy homes. It was really cool and filled with magic.
I did not expect that there.
Yeah, there was a lot that we didn't expect that day.
Yeah.
So then like we keep walking and we see these two girls that were taking pictures of this like kind of abandoned warehouse that was fucking dope,
yeah,
right?
Like graffiti all over it.
Awesome. And then we like turn around. So we start walking back anyway.
Yeah.
And the two girls. Oh, no. And then the jogger.
Oh, yeah. So you and Jada and Shane are walking in front of me. I was like 5 feet behind you. And I felt a presence behind us. And I like turned over my shoulder. But you know when you turn over your shoulder, you don't really look at the person, but you see a person. And they were like 10 feet behind me. And I was like, there's someone coming. You know, but then I was like, ooh, what if it's like a guy? I don't know. Like, I felt like I was, you know, like, I'm always weird about like who's behind us. And I was scared to look back.
Especially when you're alone in the woods.
Yeah. And then I heard someone say, oh, excuse me, coming through. And I looked over and it was a woman jogger and she had like a visor on and a fanny pack and she was jogging.
And she just was like annoyed. She was almost like,
excuse me, coming through. Like, yeah.
With like, annoyed energy.
Annoyed. Like, I'm trying
like,
to
pass. Move.
Like,
yeah.
I'm running here.
Because I was holding Jada and she definitely made me feel like I was holding her up. Like, the dog was in her way.
Yeah.
She was like rude about it. And I was like, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
And then, so she just runs
so
past.
She just runs
doesn't
by.
Doesn't say
us.
Anything to us. And then the two photographer girls.
Yeah, like 5 seconds
come
later,
right up after.
Running.
And they're like,
excuse me, do you know where the exit is? How do we get out of the park? Do you know if we go this way? And we're like, yeah, we're actually on our way out
right
now.
Well, they were like, don't go back that way. Yeah. Don't go back that way. And we were like, wait, what? And they were like, the girl that just ran by.
Did you see a runner come by? And we're like, yeah, she just passed us.
They're like, oh, she told us that she just saw a guy with a mask standing over a naked woman. And like, she's calling the cops. And we were like, what?
What?
And I was upset because I was like, why didn't she say anything to us?
Why wouldn't she say anything to us? Why wouldn't she tell the person with the child, watch out?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking rude. And then, but then we just like all, like we kind of grouped up
out.
with the girls.
Freaked out. So we were like, we start running.
We ran
what?
Out of that.
Like, why didn't she say anything to us? And, and then we were like, is she making this up? Why would
the
she,
cops
maybe she's
came.
Like trying to scare these girls. I don't know.
We didn't
what's
know what
happening,
was going on.
But we were like, we need to get out of these woods.
But I had my own theory because it was Lionsgate that day. It was 8-8.
Yeah.
And, I got a visual of a Thoth. Was it Thoth? I think it's like this Egyptian like bird god.
Oh, because when they said he had a mask on.
Yeah, I was like, I bet you. Because look, there's fairy woods. There's like a very witchcrafty vibe to those woods.
Yeah, it felt witchy.
Yeah, there was a witchy. Because not every, the other woods we went to was not witchy like that. It
no,
just felt like
it was
woods.
More hikey. This had, because of the fairy thing, and it felt like magic. I don't know.
There was
like,
something you could tell people probably go to those woods and do ceremonial things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about that, but
I know very little. I mean, yeah. Although people, witchcraft's coming more and more in because I think people assume that I do witchcraft or spells or something. So it is coming in more.
Yeah,
I definitely light candles and like do affirmations.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know what I mean? But anyway, but no, they felt very witchy. And I was like, oh, I bet. I don't know. I was like, oh, I felt into it. I felt it was like a ritual, like a pagan woman getting naked.
And what does 8-8 stand for?
It's the Lionsgate portal. It's like supposed to be this very powerful portal that opens up where other dimensions can come in more. You know what I mean? So like deities or fairies, angels. First of all, I think they can always come through. But
and
I think
what is, I mean, what, like, how do you know about that? Like, what does that come from? Do I mean, like I wouldn't even know that. Is that like a horoscope thing? Is that what is it?
It's definitely astrology.
Okay.
But the way I know, honestly, the way I know most of my stuff at this point, other than my school and friends, is that I follow so many amazing spiritual Instagram accounts.
Okay.
Only the ones, like sometimes I'll follow one and then the posts feel very negative, low vibrational, and I'll unfollow.
Yeah.
So I really only follow the ones that feel very like light and love-filled, non-blamey. So I...
White magic.
I do.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's almost non-dual magic.
You're a
white
witch.
Both. It's but the white and black witch. It's like it's you claim all of it because we're all good and bad, right? We all think we're the good ones. Everyone. It's like we have both. So
did you ever see that movie Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock?
No.
So oh my God, you have to watch it. It's so good.
Okay, I'll watch that. And then there's another one. Oh, beautiful. Is it Beautiful Creatures?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to see that too.
Okay.
Because that's all about like sheep. Whatever. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
But. Yeah, so I get a lot. So I follow, that's like my Instagram experience. I go on and I just love when these things pop up that are like, they just make my soul feel happy. So I already knew it was going to be 8-8 and from the year before that it was the Lionsgate. But then also it pops up and it's like Lionsgate today and all different interpretations of, and then I just kind of feel into what it means for me.
And what does it mean? Like what were some of the interpretations? It just opens up a portal for what to come through? Anything?
I think the interpretation that I took from that day, I remember I told you, so it's something about claiming your power and like really in a different way, shifting into who you are, whatever, whatever. But what I took from that day was, you know, I really want to feel alive.
Yeah.
That's the healing work is like reconnecting to places that you had to deaden to get through. Right. So there was something about that day that had just the perfect amount of drama.
Yeah.
Because we were actually fine. Like nothing bad happened. We were safe. And yet this exciting. Well, I don't think that woman got hurt either. I really think it was some pagan. I mean, breasts are breasts. Let's take them out, you know.
Yeah, and who knows? It could have been a wife and, you know, it could have been a kinky little side experiment.
It was probably honestly me and my husband from the future.
They came to visit
you. We go to the woods and I just take my breasts out and he wears the Thoth mask. And it was us and there was a glitch in the Matrix. And everyone ran and that's why she didn't tell me. She's like, it was you. I was like, yeah, you like them titties, lady. Keep running. Okay. Keep running, boo.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was like a fairy for a second.
It is going, a fairy.
It could be. Well, don't blow at it.
Sorry, I thought I wanted a ride. Bye.
Bye.
Out the window.
So I took, it was just kind of like the perfect way of feeling alive. I don't really, old Kate wanted drama.
Yeah.
Unconsciously. And new Kate wants to feel alive and excited and go on hikes and stuff. Yeah. But I don't want like drama in my life. No. So for me, it was like, here you go. Here's a little adrenaline. Rush. I mean, we were like, because we felt like
I came like the first time I come out to the suburbs and go hiking with Kate, of course we find some weird crap like this out. I was like, you were like, only with you. I was like, this is nuts. I'm like, I'm never coming back here again.
It was really fun.
I know. It was
fun. Was a little scary, yeah. But like,
but we had already hiked, so it wasn't like it ruined our hike. We were already on the way out.
Kind of, it was perfect. And I really don't think anyone was getting murdered. I think it was a ritual. I mean, if that woman really thought people were getting murdered, then she's a fucking bitch for not telling the people with a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, please.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be weird.
Whatever. But,
weird.
It was a weird day.
Weird that she didn't say
But then we got
us.
To drive. We got to drive those two girls to their car. Yep. It was, like, exciting. We felt like we were on, like, a rescue mission.
Yep.
We were like, you're welcome for saving your life.
That would have been a long walk back for them.
They shouldn't have walked. They were pretty scared, those girls.
Yeah, I know. But like I'm saying, like if they did have to
we
like,
saved go their
to
life.
The... Yeah, totally. Listen,
do I call myself a hero every second of the day?
Not every second of the day. Every other second of the day.
Come on.
Get realistic here.
So should we do an email?
Yeah, let's do an email.
Okay. So someone wrote. And recently, I'm not going to say their name because I forget if they wanted me to, but I try not to say.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is...
Oh, I love emails. I'm so excited.
Emails. Is it wrong to hate one or both of your parents? My parents separated when I was young, and I've since lived with my mom as I've gotten older. I'm starting to see her as a different person. She brings countless men in and out of my life. She body shames me. Refuses to accept my sexuality and forces a negative view of my father. Yes, I know that my father isn't a great person either, but I still feel that she should let me have my own opinion of him. I'm 17, and when I see my friends have close relationships with their parents, it hurts me because I know I'll never have that with either of mine, but I feel bad when I say I hate them. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess so. Ooh, that's a lot. I mean, you know, I think we all go through, even when you have parents that have been together your whole existence, you know, your parents show you what they want to show you. Like, and then they either, you know, what they're capable of hiding from you. Because really, at the end of the day, if you're, I'm not a parent, but I think that for my parents, they don't want me to see the ugly. They want me, you know, they want the best for you. Always want the best for your children. You just do the best that you can. So your parents are just doing the best that they can. I mean, parents are just kids that have kids. And then we do our best to succeed in life and have good things and do better and be better people. And, you know, everybody has their own demons. And it doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean that they, you know, it just means that they can only do so much. And also, you know, like there, you learn as you, I'm 35 years old. As you get older, you realize the things you can tell your parents and the things you can't tell your parents. Because sometimes some of the things you tell your parents, you're not going to get the reaction that you want from them because they may not know the whole story. And like, sometimes you can't explain everything to your parents, you know, like I'll call, and this is so not even like a deep thing at all, but I'll call my mom and tell her that like about an audition I had. And she'll be like, oh, just go to Times Square and get hired already. And I'm like, that's just not how it works. And it diminished all the hard work and all the sacrifice and everything I've given up to come to New York, be away from my family, be away from my friends, and like take crappy jobs because I need a good schedule in order to audition, all this stuff. And like it diminishes all of my hard work. So I've learned that like, I can't really share that kind of stuff with my mom because she doesn't get it and it sucks. So, but there's certain things you can and you can't share with your parents because it's going to hurt or, you know, I don't know. I mean, like that's how I see it.
Well, first of all, 17 is
young.
So, you know, you also, I had a pretty rough childhood. So for me, I often felt like I was a prisoner in the sense of like, I'm very grateful. Yeah. Still, that like I'm old enough that I don't have to be in someone else's house that I don't want to be, you know. Which it doesn't feel like you had that experience necessarily.
What do you mean? Like how?
Like you didn't feel like a prisoner in your home.
I mean, I think when you're a teenager, you feel like a prisoner whether or not you have the freedom or not, because you still are, you still need your parents financially. You still need them to drive you places if you don't have a car, if you don't have a license or anything. So you do feel like a prisoner because you do feel like you're an adult and you're ready to like start doing stuff, but you can't. Even when you're out of high school, like in college, you're still, I was still dependent on my parent. No matter if you're dependent on someone, you're always going to kind of feel like a prisoner. And sometimes things happen in life where, like, if someone in your family gets sick and you have to take care of them, you're going to feel like a prisoner too, because you don't have the freedom to go and do everything that the person that doesn't have to take care of a sick person, you know? So there's going to be times in life where you feel like a prisoner no matter what because of circumstances that are out of your control.
Yeah. So that's the first part is just like, you know, but then if we take it out of the age, I definitely think it's normal to hate your parents. I think it's very complicated, though. So I know, you know, for me, I've gone through things where I have felt like I hated my parents, but I always still very much loved them. And I've done a lot of work with both parents, including my my stepmom and I think still have work to do, and hopefully that will happen. But I think, you know, love and hate, it's a spectrum. And I believe that it is totally normal and healthy, because we guilt ourselves when we feel hate towards our parents, and there's no need to guilt. Like, it's normal to feel that, but I think it's still encompassed in love for the most part, unless your parents have done something, you know, completely horrific to you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, like, I know some people who've even been molested by parents and still feel love even with the hate. You know, it's really complicated. Like, when you have a parent, even if they wrong you so heavily, it's so hard to truly disconnect from love, because they're your parent. It's a really, you know,
they cross boundaries, so it's, you know, it's confusing because they're doing everything that says love, but then they do this action that says
hate.
It's not love. It's confusing, and then you confuse it with other stuff.
I'll share a personal experience that happened recently. I won't get too into it, but it was really eye opening for me and painful. But I'm glad it happened. Was, you know, Shane and I had a fight, I guess it was like a week or two ago, and I got really triggered. You know, it wasn't from him even. Like, I just had something like almost come through me, and I was being pretty nasty. Like, not extreme anymore because I've done so much work, but like, I wasn't being nice.
Yeah.
And I saw him, and he's so good at expressing himself now, because that's our dynamic. I, you know, I'm like, please, always, like, even if we're in a fight, I'm like, you can tell me I'm being a bitch in a nice way, but like, I will listen. Like,
right.
And he does, he like, he'll be like, I don't like you right now, and I don't agree with you. And I might be, I'm like, ugh! But I'm like, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because it helps me to be like, oh, yo, bitch, you need to stop.
Like,
you
take it down.
You know, space, remove yourself. But
right. Time out.
I was being a bitch, honestly. But we were both in a fight. He did something that I didn't like. But I saw, I was triggered. I was in a current, we'll say, that was like, so, but he's during the fight, he essentially was like, he looked at me and he goes, I am so confused right now. Mm. And that's what got me out of it. Cause I knew what he was talking about was, I could tell he was like, wait, this is my mom and I love her so much. Why do I fucking hate her so much right now?
Yeah.
And I could tell, I just was like, oh my God, he's confused because I am being a bitch.
Yeah.
And there's another part of him telling him, oh, but she's my mom and I love her. And then there's another part being like, fuck her.
Yeah.
And it was so good for, and it got me right out. And I was like, I am so sorry. I'm being such a bitch right now. Yeah. Like, let's take space. You go to your room, like, you know what I mean? And we got through it eventually. Mm-hmm. We definitely both needed space to just like get our thoughts together. But I don't know, that moment was really crucial in understanding like how probably so many of us feel when a parent is taking their shit out on us.
Yeah.
It's this confusion that can almost feel suicidal.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wait, this person's supposed to love me and take care of me. And I want to be devoted to this person. They're my family. And yet my entire body's telling me to protect and like almost attack if I need to. And like, you know, so it really depends, I think, on your situation, like some parents can be really fucking abusive.
Yeah.
And of course there's going to be a big part of you that hates. It's defense.
Yeah.
I have some clients that feel some shame around having done things in their past that was really just defending themselves, and they still feel so bad, you know, whether it was an emotional or physical attack on a family member.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have to realize that we're a lot of times we're acting from a subconscious, unconscious place, but that place might be is often defending ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we'll say something and we'll be like, why did I say that? Why? And we beat ourselves up. And it's like, there was a reason you did. And that's why self-forgiveness and all of this is so huge, because even if it's hate towards parents, have forgiveness. It's a dynamic.
Yeah.
So and it's also something that can always be healed.
Yeah.
If the parent's willing to go there with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have found that, you know, so far, both of my parents, it hasn't been easy, but have been willing to somewhat go on the healing journey with me, you know, so I'm grateful there. But I absolutely think it is normal to hate one or both of your parents. I think it's not just hate, though. I'm sure even if you can't feel it right now, the love and that connection's still there.
Well, I mean, sometimes hate is just anger. Sometimes you just feel like you hate something or someone, but it's just anger because you like how it's just built up energy that like you don't know what to do with it. So you direct it at someone or something that's creating a block that won't allow you to express what you need to express, but you have to find other ways to express it at the moment that you are. And if you're 17 years old and you can't leave or go outside or go for a drive or get out or whatever, then, you know, you do direct that towards the person who is in charge. And that totally makes sense. But just, you know, you got to have faith that eventually you're going to be on your own. You got to focus on your own stuff. And, you know, the people that you're supposed to, you know, I look back when I'm 17, 16, the people that I hated is because they like made me do stuff I didn't want to do at the time because I wanted to hang out with my friends or wanted to go out or wanted to do like cool stuff everybody was doing or whatever. And there was other things I needed to do and they told me I needed to do it. And now I'm like, you know what? They wanted what was best for me in the long run. That's not true for everyone, but for most part, like, people won't, you know,
well, it depends.
Wants what's best.
Sometimes the parents are, you know, look, when I make Shane brush his teeth, you know, it's because I do want what's best. But then sometimes, whether it's me or another parent, we think we know best and we're actually making a child go against their intuition. And that can be, you know, it's what you're saying. Hate can be built up emotion, whether it's anger or pain. Like, I know right now, whatever's going on with me is just built up stuff that's trying to come out. And I often fall into blame, and I'm trying to watch that so much while also, while not blaming, protecting myself and doing what I need to survive whatever is happening to me right now.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It sucks being young. And if you are living with parents that are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's one of the most frustrating feelings. And I had, so entering my school, and this often happens, they call it prefiguring in my school, like even before the weekend, things start happening that kind of get me ready for what we're going to be doing. And I drive into the city, it's Saturday morning, and I couldn't find any parking. It's like the Upper West Side. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll get a garage. So there's something called ParkWiz. And and I found a garage for like $16 for all day, right? I know it's great. ParkWiz, everyone. It's amazing. So, but I pay for it immediately on my cell phone. So it's already paid for.
Oh.
So I go into the garage and I start to pull in. And it's like one of those hectic, crazy garages,
I guess,
where like they say enter here, but as you start to enter, someone's trying to leave that way. And you're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So I start to go and I see someone trying to leave the way I just went in. And like they're like yelling at me. And I'm like, yelling back in my car. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I can't, because they're like, go back. And there's like people walking behind me. I'm like, give me a second. If I go back right now, I'm going to hit people.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like these two fucking dudes, and they're like kind of bigger, and they're just screaming at me.
Right.
And I got so triggered. I mean, it turns out, because I went into my class and I told my teachers and they were like, oh, there. My teacher, Jeff, was like, huh, entering a crazy environment where people are yelling at you and you're like, God, what's happening? He's like, hello, it's your, you know, so it was showing me. But anyway, so it triggered me and it was great, though, because I got my backbone and I was yelling back, not like yelling, but like I literally I reversed and then came back in. I put my car in park and I got out and I was like, you do not talk to people like this. I did. I teachered them. I was like, I just bought this online. I can't exchange it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I have to go into this garage and you do not have the right to treat me like that.
Yeah.
I am a customer. All I did was pull in where it said enter and got yelled at.
Yeah.
You could have said it to me nicely.
Yeah.
And like, they didn't know what to do. They were like, and then I look at them and I go, is it safe for me to leave my car here? Can I leave my car here with my possessions in it? Or do I have to feel worried?
Was it the car guy, the garage people that were yelling at you? Oh, I thought it was a customer.
So I just looked at them. I was like, can I feel safe and good about leaving my car here? And they just go, yes, lady. And I was like, good. And I just like left and I was like, what the fuck just happened? It was such like a crazy, like, I was like suddenly in a tornado. But, and then what came up, like, there's a part of me that I was like, whoa, you were like that crazy white lady bitch. Like, and then I was like, no, like, cause I really had to work through it. I was like, no, you just didn't let yourself get yelled at for no reason.
Right.
So like, I don't know, just that feeling brought me to that of like being 17 and stuck in an environment where people are just yelling at you for no reason. Meanwhile, they have their own shit, but it really triggers because your body goes into like fight or flight almost.
Yeah. It's stressful.
Like, why are you fucking yelling at me
for stressful.
Living? It says parking garage. I bought it. I'm going in do, and then just getting yelled at like for existing. It's like, it was so reminiscent and I guess it was good to see, but fuck, this weekend really dragged them on a shit. I don't like it.
Why are they
like
yelling
it.
At you?
Stop Kate. Yelling at me, don't everybody.
They were probably just like moving their hands. They're like, excuse me, Carl.
No, don't even.
And you're like, motherfucker.
No.
I got it.
No. These were two fucking very like testosterone-y dudes that, and first of all, I'm not blaming them.
Also, Kate,
they're in a crazy garage.
The city is so much different than out here.
Like, that's why I moved the fuck
it's different.
Out here.
Like, when I'm in New York, I don't even look, like, I pass so much crazy stuff and people yelling and whatever, and I just, you get numb to it because you can't open yourself out to, like, I've lived there for 10 years and I'm like, haha. Like, I'm either.
That's why I told you and Emilio that you're moving out here with me, even though none of you have agreed.
No, I'm not moving out because I won't commute. I won't commute. I won't do it.
We'll see.
I won't do it. Maybe like a summer house or a weekend house.
Maybe I told you or Emilio, but I was like, you can keep the apartment.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I will allow that.
Yeah.
But
I'm fine with
this is
going to
be
apartment.
Your main house. Trust me, you're not going to miss. Because we can all go in together when we have to film and do work. But like,
I just don't think that I can. See, here's my thing, right? So now that we have a car, I'm like going out and I'm like, checking out different things.
Carcara
is going around and checking out places because I've lived in the city for 10 years. My husband's from Connecticut. So we only go to Connecticut to see, like, on the train. We stay with his brother, his mother, and like their town, and that's it, and like do whatever their life is. And it's like a small, and it's beautiful. And I always go to Connecticut and we meet his, you know, his friends and his family out there and everything. But I'm the kind of person that likes to explore my town. Like, I want to see what New Jersey's about. I want to see what Pennsylvania's about. I want to see what Long Island's about. I want to see what everything is about, you know? And he knows nothing about the Hudson River, like all these beautiful places that we can go and the mountains.
He needs to get out more.
He's in his own little microcosm. And like, now that we have a car, we're going out and we're checking all these places and it's beautiful. And it's like, I love it. And I love the mountains. I don't think I could have a mountain place. My favorite place is the beach. I'm a beach person, you know?
We went to the beach for
but
a day
the traffic
this summer. It was the best.
To go from the city to like Long Island, like anything that way, the traffic is unbearable. But
hey,
coming to New Jersey is easy.
Can you get me one of those vaporizers thing that you have?
What? The ones? You can get them anywhere.
What?
You just get them at like a hookah shop or whatever.
First of all, Ankara has.
No, we don't.
Okay. Ankara allegedly has a vaporizer. Well, now I feel like I'm not allowed to tell the
story.
It's
just a vape pen.
It's a vape, fine. But I was like, where do you get weed oil? And she goes, the weed guy. I was like, forget it. Like, she said it like you just go up to like an ice cream shop. Hello, weed guy? Can I get some oil? First of all, weed's supposed to be legal. Let's just say that for the millionth time.
What do you call it?
It's insane.
It's decriminalized in the city. I don't know if it is out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, if you have under a certain amount, nothing happens.
People are so funny and uptight about weed. And I was, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. When it came to me and my ex, because I think often we attack the things that we have yet to get okay within ourselves. So I used to be so uptight about weed, but I've changed my relationship to it completely.
Yeah.
Whereas I really see it as something that it's like a plant medicine you can work with that really can relax your system.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not against it or for it or whatever. I just don't feel the need to lead with it. I don't think that it's like saying it's like that person that all they do is talk about drinking. It's like, okay, yeah, the whole world drinks except for the people that don't drink. Why would I want to talk about all of the things I'm drinking about? You know what I mean? Like, the people that talk about how they do weed and mushrooms and all this stuff, I'm like, okay, but is there anything else you do other than that? Because I don't have a problem with it. But if you're just leading with that all the time, I don't know. It's like talking about medications. Like, I'm just going to tell you about my medication.
So we're not getting high after this.
I don't drink and drive. That
laugh was so funny.
No, we're not.
No, I'm not. I have a meeting.
I can't drive if I do that anyway.
Although my meeting would definitely be more fun if I was high. Everyone would be having a serious conversation. I'd be like, yeah, but we're all just fucking stars anyway.
Give me my deal.
That is kind of how my meetings go. I'm like, yeah, but listen, I'm a sorceress and I talk to the spirits. By the way, everyone, Ankara's been trying to talk me out of it a little bit, but right now I have a Sharpie drawing on my arm because I am deeply considering getting a sleeve tattoo.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it. This is the first time I've heard of it. I'm telling you all the points that you should hear before you get a tattoo.
Ankara's like, this was one of Ankara's advice, which is so funny. We're eating eggs and she's like, maybe not getting a tattoo when you're depressed.
I'm like, wait till you're in a good place before you make a decision. And I listened
and I was like, maybe this is the perfect time.
If I had a tattoo and I got it when I was having a bad day or a bad going through something tough, I'd be like, every time I look at it, I'd be like, oh, that reminds me of that time.
But let me explain deeper.
Okay.
So I bought online.
Don't clap at me.
So no, I didn't clap. I did a thing with my hand. It's snappy clappy.
Snappy clappy.
So I'm like, I didn't clap. I did a snappy clappy.
I snap clapped.
Okay.
Okay.
So I bought online for $30. It's called it's like temporary ink.
Yeah.
It's like fun.
That's
tattoos.
What that is?
No, this is Sharpie. Okay. Which fucked me up for a day. Because the chemicals of the Sharpie.
Liver.
No, yeah, it went right in my system and I was like, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my teachers were like, if you do get a tattoo, get organic ink. I'm so sensitive, first of all. We're all sensitive beings, but they're like, if essential oils goes right into your system and changes your mood, imagine what Sharpie.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I was like, huh. But so I bought this stuff. It's kind of like henna in a sense. And I did this design, but I got really high and aliens for real, spoke through me. And I did this fucking amazing, I'm just obsessed with what I did. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope. Just admit it's dope. It's not fully colored in because I color it in every day and then it washes away.
It's dope.
I mean, I feel like you didn't fully take it in.
It's not fully there. I can imagine.
It's just
it,
the contour.
Yeah, I would want to see it fully,
I'm obsessed with it. So
that's all that matters because you have to live with it.
Yeah. So I did. I just loved it. It just made my day. Mm-hmm. Hello, little fairy being. And I just really want it.
Up even more. You're like, so Car said I can't get a tattoo. I'm going in the corner now.
I was already in the corner because I wanted to lean up. Oh, yeah. I'm going out the door. I don't know. I love it. And but I don't know. I'm not good with pain. So I've made an appointment a year ago and then backed out. But that was on a different place on my body.
Yeah.
I don't freaking know. We'll see if I get it. my body always really makes the decision. Because if I start to walk into a tattoo parlor and then start having an anxiety attack and start throwing up, yeah. my body don't want it.
Exactly. Your body will tell you.
Yeah. Some people don't listen to their bodies like that. If your body is seizing up and panicking, listen to your body. Yeah. Turn around. But yeah. I kind of want it.
Okay. I guess your body will tell you.
You're right.
Yeah.
Your body also tells you when you need to take a shit. It tells you all sorts of things.
Just keep, I wonder if there's a...
I haven't had sex in so long, Ankara. It's so upsetting. It's getting so upsetting. It's so upsetting.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sick of masturbating. It's like unreal. It's like I do it because you have to. You know, like some, you're like, okay, I have to take care of this thing.
Right.
But fuck, you know, and then I start being like, okay, should I just try to have like sex with like just an attractive person? And then you're like, and then my body's like, you're going to hate that. Like, I'm so like, I will feel bottomed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so I'm like, dear fucking God, like, what are my options here?
Yeah.
I can't keep masturbating. And I try to get away from porn for real because it's like, it doesn't leave me feeling high vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, am I just supposed to hump my fucking pillow for the rest of my life? I don't want to do it anymore.
Sounds like you just need intimacy.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Intimacy is separate from sex.
You mean I just need like a massage?
Yeah. You need someone to like brush your hair for you.
I do. Someone needs to like comb and sing me lullabies.
Yeah. Okay. Question for you. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Just, yeah. Let's
go. Are love and sex separate?
No.
Okay.
Nothing separate. That's part of the whole split Bria is like when you try to separate anything,
mm-hmm.
you're already, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it is what it is. So you can have sex with some people where maybe it is separate-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you just have to let it be what it is. But if you go, it's like when people break up and they're like, okay, it's going to take you approximately, okay, divide the relationship by half, times it by three, okay, and that's when you'll be over them. It's like, all right,
you've been in relationships.
Yes.
Okay, any of your relationships where you were just in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
Did you have sex with that person you were in a relationship with in the moment where you were not in love with them? Where your emotions were in a different place?
I've had sex with people in my past that I wasn't. And honestly, I haven't had sex with someone that I didn't have love feelings for in like a long ass time. I don't think I'm really capable of it, honestly, at this point.
But obviously you've done it because you know that you don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you.
Like, okay, so I came, like I did it. The act was fine.
Yeah.
But honestly, for me, when you're not in love, because I feel like when you're not fully connected to the person, there's a part of your body that almost kind of already hates it.
But can you connect? Do you believe that you can connect with someone physically and intimately, like with their eyes and know them as a person and be physical with them and not necessarily have to be in love or feel this like overwhelming love?
I'm sure it's possible for certain people. I don't think it's possible for me at this point.
Yeah.
In the past, I've had sex. This is probably like 6 years ago. Like I've had sex with a couple friends, like we were friends and then we were like, oh yeah, let's just have like
right
sex, you know? Yeah. And like, of course that unravels really quickly. Do you know yeah. what I mean though? Like you're like, you're like, okay, so wait, why am I feeling jealous now? Why right. is this? So it's like, and as soon as those things come up, I'm like, oh, this sucks already. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not one of the girls that can push away and pretend like, okay, it hurts a little, but I'll push it. Like, I'm just like, no, these are my feelings. So yeah, I feel like some people can do mm-hmm. that, and I have in the past attempted, and it just never felt right.
Yeah,
I want to have fucking dope ass connected, insane sex
you
with someone
have
I'm madly in love with.
Sex that's like safe, meaning like you can.
Yes,
you want safe sex.
Like, yeah, where you like can open
where you can
up.
Open up completely and like know that whatever you do with them is safe and personal and between you two, and you can go your separate ways, and it's not gonna like hurt you or affect you.
And when you say separate ways, you mean I want to be
like
committed.
I just
like
you can go about your day.
Yes, without feeling like you just got gutted.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, I think, pretend that they can engage in that and not be affected. And we're sensitive beings. So like you're going to get affected. It's still your choice if it's worth it or not. Like some people really can have casual sex.
Yeah.
And I've tried to be one of those people in my past until I finally accepted and embraced. I am not.
Yeah.
Maybe I have to accept and embrace. I'm not a tattoo person, but maybe I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because every time I try, my body's like, I think of the pain.
Yeah.
I'm so sensitive. I feel like I'd have a headache for 3 days.
You're very sensitive. You're super, super sensitive. Like, I'm sensitive, but, like, you're way more sensitive than me. And I know what that, I mean, like, I know how I'm sensitive and how, like, it affects me. So I can't even imagine being more sensitive and having to deal with
when everything. I get a stomach virus, I'm, like, dead.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I almost always I have to go into the hospital.
Wow.
It's like, my body just can't
handle. I'm the kind of person that, like, and it's interesting because, like, I work in an office and my boss is, like, she's so, it's amazing. She'll come in sick and she has 3 kids and she, like, just doesn't stop. And she's, like, I'm just, like, how do people do what she, how
I don't
she
know
have
if that's
that much
necessarily
capacity?
Healthy.
But I think, Kate, honestly, everybody's different. Everybody's made different. I think she's capable of doing that. If I even get like a little sniffle, I'm like, I gotta stay in bed. Like, I can't. Mm. And there's some people that
just
can
talking
work
about
it,
it. I'm like, Ankara, we need a nap time in this day.
No, but some people just don't get drained. Like, you know how people like, there's introverts and extroverts, right? And I don't
I don't think
remember,
it's that clean cut.
I don't think so either, and I know that. But I'm being a kid. You were taught you're extrovert or you're introvert, right? But as you get older, you're like, no. Sometimes you just need to recharge, and then sometimes you need other people to recharge you, and everybody's different, and the amount of what people need is different from other people. Mm. And that's I'm learning. You know what I mean? Like, I can't handle as much as other people because I can't handle being sick, and it's not worth it to me because I need to, you know, it's everybody's different.
I need a lot of naps, a lot of downtime.
I need a lot of downtime.
Well, also, like,
I need a lot of alone time in order to go. Yeah. I need a peaceful home. I need a home that's quiet so that I can go out into the world and be the person that I can be. Otherwise, if I don't have a peaceful home, then I'm a bitch and I'm angry and I'm nasty and I can't be the best that I can be. So having a peaceful home is very, and peaceful just means quiet. And like sometimes it's different. Like last
I need a home
week,
where I can feel like I can be me and just fucking let go and relax in my body. That someone's not like breathing down
and watching
my
me.
Neck.
I don't like to be watched. We were both performers and we go on stage, but really, don't watch me. Like, don't look at me. I don't want to be looked at all the time.
Unless
when
I'm taking
on stage
a shit. I want everyone watching while I take a shit.
Yeah. only when I'm taking a shit.
Yeah. Then you can all watch.
I'll watch.
Close up of the butthole getting wiped, everyone.
Yeah. That's sometimes gross. You just need to be alone with your thoughts. And like if I'm just sitting in the room and let's say Emilio's not watching, like he's watching a game and I'm there or whatever. He could not be looking at me, but I feel like he's looking at me. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah, but city living too. Like you guys have a decent sized place, but like still in the city.
It's
like
a lot. It's too many people.
Like I love this place because I have like solid space and rooms here. Like I need that, which is funny because I moved from a place where there was zero space.
Yeah.
Only because we were sharing a room, but like, oh my God.
But you know, the hardest part, and it's interesting because a lot of comedians feel this way. They need to be alone in order to like, because it's so much stimulation. You go out, it's at night, you're talking to people, you're networking, and you're having all this anxiety is growing up inside of you because you have to get on stage, but you have to be like happy and like cool with like the owners and the friends and the this, and you go up on stage and you like, you have to be on point. You have to tell your jokes and you get off stage and then it's like a relief and it's draining and you just want to go home. But like you got to say goodbye to everyone and then you go home and you're just like, oh.
I love that feeling though.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, and you know, we're talking about with comedy, but it's anything. It's like if you go to like a party or you know what I mean? Like
you need to rest.
You need to. Yeah. But a lot of people, and that's why, each person's different. But I think a lot of people have overridden their sensitivity. Mm-hmm. It's part of the defenses and the ego.
Yeah.
So like people who do keep going and going and going, they might be as sensitive at their core, but they've just completely overridden it. And you know, the more work
they're
do,
like in machine mode or whatever.
Yes. I'm like, oh my God, like I need so much downtime to re-energize. And I also have to remind myself, like even with this weekend, mm-hmm. you know, the work I'm doing, you can't necessarily see it. It's not like, oh, look, I just bought a new car. I ran this marathon, right? Yeah. There's not like a certificate.
Yeah.
And yet it's still real. And we forget yeah. that like the spiritual and emotional universes exist, even though you can't see them like the physical world.
Yeah.
So even if you didn't just like pave a whole new driveway
right.
and you just instead went in and like cried about your childhood for however long.
Yeah.
It still requires, you know, rest.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us forget how much energy it takes to do deep emotional or spiritual work.
Totally.
And for me, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, why am I tired again? Like, why do I need this many naps? And I'm like, oh, because you're at, like, I forget. I'm like, no, the work you're doing is so intense and real.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget when you can't like physically see it necessarily.
Totally. It's draining. It's draining.
Just talking about it, I'm like, I'm tired.
I know, girl. I know.
I'm just so tired. Like, I'm so ready to like come through the other side of this emotional pain.
Yeah.
And I know that like forever, for the rest of my life, things are going to come up. But I also feel like it's going to get easier. And I've been in like, it feels like I've been in a dark place for years at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and we could even say starting with the divorce or even before that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on. Like, I need to get through whatever this is. I just right. want to like, I don't know. I want to get married. I want to have a good relationship. I just want to feel more energized and just fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things are happening. Right, you know, right. Career-wise. Like, I'm like, it is happening. Things are moving. I know it. And I'm so close. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just so sick, though, of being sad.
Listen, you know, no matter whether you're married or not married or with someone, you're still going to have to deal with your sadness.
No.
You still have to do it. You do.
You can't make me.
You do.
I know. It sucks.
You do. And yes, sometimes it is easier to have someone there with you to help you go through it, but that person can't fix it for you. They can be there yep. for you and that's it. And
well, that's
and
part of my problem. Sometimes
they can't be there for you. And then yeah. that's even worse because then you're with someone that at that moment that you need them, they can't be there for you because they've got their own stuff going on.
And then you feel like you hate them. It's not even their fault.
Yeah, it's not their fault. They're going through whatever they're going through.
Well, that's one of my biggest issues is not doing that. Do you know what I mean? Is like mm-hmm. really, I think that's why I'm still single right now, is I'm learning how to like not expect someone to fill, fix, whatever. Like, you have to be the one to do that while also allowing for people to support, like yeah. you coming today and
yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Takes a village.
Amen. But being a human can fucking blow sometimes. Yeah, but
we're all human. You know what I mean? Like, we're not perfect. We all have problems. But it doesn't mean we have to create problems, but sometimes we do, you know, it's complicated. Sometimes we overcomplicate things. Sometimes we oversimplify things.
Yeah. I'm just in so much heartbreak lately. And I know it's like par for the course. Like, it's like what is supposed to come up so I can heal it. But yeah. like, fuck, man, I'm just like, God, this sucks. I hate feeling heartbreak.
I know, it hurts.
God.
But it makes you really skinny.
I can't with you.
Sometimes I just want to break up with Emilio so I can lose 20 pounds.
You're so, stupid.
So skinny. That's so shallow, but hey.
I'm not skinny because of my heartbreak.
Why are you skinny?
Why are you skinny, bitch? I don't know. But it's a great question. I also, my parents
There's
are.
The way I
both
think
of my
in
parents
my
are like little, or like, you know, and the wolf side, they have mm-hmm. quite appetites and they just can't gain. I mean, yeah. I got good genetics, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
And I got an ass that don't quit.
Don't quit.
And some great boobs.
And you got this trampoline right here.
I have a trampoline.
It,
and very Kate short
has a trampoline
ceilings.
On the one floor in her house that has the shortest trampolines, which is the
yeah,
attic,
the shortest
which is
ceilings.
Like the playroom. Yeah. And I stood on the trampoline and I can't even jump because it's so close to the ceiling. I'm like, it should be on the bottom floor.
It's for me and
can jump really high.
It's for me and Shane.
Not for giants like me.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Damn it.
I guess we'll wrap up soon. But like, I just want life to get easy.
What? How? Because, okay. So
I just want to
like,
feel
what are the things that
alive.
You want? And what's going to make you feel alive, do you think?
Having sex. That's good.
Is sex going to fix the problem, your emotional problems?
No.
Okay, so what is?
I'm going to school you here.
Oh, God. Ankara.
I'm not going to school you. I'm just going to ask.
Well, I mean, I'll give you the fucking
it has to, like,
right answer.
No, not the right answer. What realistically, like people, you know, everybody
just me
has
doing
their
the stupid
idea.
Fucking work. It's that's all you can do is keep going within,
yeah.
Seeing your shit, mm-hmm. you know, and coming back. And yeah. like, you know, I often get lost in those currents and those belief systems and,
yeah.
you know, thinking that something in the external
yeah.
will fix the pain. And, you know, what's coming up and what's been coming up this weekend is like betrayal.
Yeah.
But I think the betrayal is feeling like I think Jung was like, oh, I got betrayed by God. I got mm-hmm. played by God.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm just trying to get right with my path and mm-hmm. what's happened.
Yeah.
I think I'm still so like, why the fuck did this happen? Did that happen? You know,
yeah, you're trying to fix the past when the past is over.
The past is over, the present's now, and just also really having faith that the pain I'm going through, it's not unnecessary. It's like
but
actual
it also is
productive
not gonna last
suffering.
Forever. Feelings never yeah. last forever. Feelings come and go as life changes and yeah. comes and goes. And like, you're not always sad. You're not always angry. You're not always happy.
No, but I also really do want a partner, like a partner, like right. someone who's just as sensitive as me, who's just as dedicated to the spiritual path as I am and is going to actually just like be in the fire with me. And yeah. I'm a rad lady.
But even when you have that person, like I feel, you know, I felt like that with Emilio and stuff, but there are moments like you're not on the exact same path. You can share a life together and you're not, Emilio's not pursuing acting. Emilio's not, he's not doing the things that I want to do. So I have to go through
yeah,
those
Yeah, but
things
let me tell
alone.
You something. Totally. It doesn't mean that you don't walk the path alone ultimately, yeah. but I have to say as someone who's been single for a while yeah. now, you know, having someone to cook meals with
yes.
and sleep in a bed with and cuddle.
Yeah.
And like, it does, like, even just physical intimacy.
Yeah.
Being touched.
Yeah.
Like, it does make a huge difference.
Hell yeah.
And like, if you're in a shitty relationship, it will make it even worse. But like,
but
I
you
want
have shitty,
a best friend.
You have shitty moments in relationships. So like, you have to deal with it. Like, it's sometimes it's.
Well,
like,
I have enough practice at this point of being alone.
It's always greener. The grass is always greener on the other side. When you're in a relationship, you're like, I just want my space.
It's always
when
better.
You're single, you're like, I just
to
want
have
someone.
Awesome sex. I'm not. No, it's always great to get that pussy pounded. Okay, Ankara. So,
oh my gosh.
I don't care. I'm so listen. I've had enough celibacy. I'm done. Look at this rain. It's
I
like
know,
the universe is like, give her fucking dick already. See what that? See what's happening?
That's dick rain right
that's
there.
Dick. That's dick magic rain, or magic dick rain. And I don't just say dick like any dick. I'm talking twin flame, soulmate, you know, flying through the sky on unicorns, rainbows shooting out of anuses kind of magic.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying, boo-boo, schnoogoos?
Uh-huh. But what happens when you get older and that part of your body physically
stops?
Oh, you
think I'm aging. That's cute.
what happens when it physically stops working? Then you got to deal with the other stuff.
Once again, when you tap into the fountain of youth, the aging process completely alters.
Okay.
So we'll get to that when we need to. Because okay. right now I'm 36, but it don't matter, okay? Because
you gotta use it.
I feel like I'm one. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
You look like you're one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Ankara.
I don't know. I mean we can get out I mean, I have really out there beliefs. Like I truly do believe that we are limitless beings that really could actually mm-hmm. you know, what would be the word? Not age. Like figure out how to tap into an energy system where mm-hmm. aging isn't what we think it is, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a whole other podcast. So if we want to get that weird.
Okay.
And I think finding your twin flame's a part of that.
Okay.
It's like Mary Magdalene, Jesus shit, unlocking your true potential.
What are twin flames? What does that mean?
It's like your mirror image in the physical plane. But it's like really hard to, I mean, Emilio probably is yours, but it's just, it can be a hard relationship because they will mirror for you your shadow elements.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, yeah. I believe that your partner mirrors you. Yeah. 100% because the person that you're with, no matter what, if it's a friend, they're going to show you what you're showing them. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's why it can be the most intense is like, if you don't want to see your stuff. And it's also what we were talking about.
You see the ugly part of yourself when you're in a relationship. That's the thing that sucks.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I was perfect
Bummer.
Before I met you. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what the problem is here.
And I have totally fallen into that trap before where I'm like, I was perfect. So I don't know what the problem is.
Who hasn't? Everybody's perfect in their own mind. Yeah.
But like, once again, I'm obsessed right now with Brittany and Justin. And they're like,
and I love you for it.
And breakups and really real love relationships. Not that, first of all, of course, like there's love, but I'm talking about the kind of love that you feel when you're like in high school and it like drives you crazy. I just can't sleep. I'm so excited. I'm in too deep. Like that kind of love.
I totally get it.
You know, often when we get hurt or wounded or whatever, we're like, I'm never fucking going back to that place. And I'm at a place where I'm like, I'm going back.
You have to. That's life. Like, it doesn't matter what relationship, though.
I'm going to open my heart back up.
There's always going to be an obstacle with any relationship, any love. The hardest one is the intimate one that you have to share your home with, your heart with, your finances with. Like, that's the hardest one because you have to let them in all parts of your life. But you're going to have obstacles with any relationship, like friendships, workships, whatever. Yeah. But it's just easier because it's more, it's like in a pocket. You're like,
do you want to go get tattooed right now?
No, I do not. I will not be a part of your tattoo impulse.
What?
But
boo.
Yeah, no. Okay. I mean,
well, that's a decision you made.
Yeah, I did make that decision.
That's okay.
You can blame me.
You're
for
allowed
your tattoo.
To make decisions.
If you want to blame me for your tattoo and you need to, go for it.
No.
Oh, what I was gonna say is you should see. I wonder if there's a company that like you can create your own tattoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they print it out, like one of those ones that you like glue on.
Temporary.
And you just get like 20 of them. And like every time it goes away, you just keep replying.
I mean, I've considered that.
And then see if you actually like, maybe you get sick of it after like a month. Could be like a trial tattoo.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're doing.
You know what I mean? I'm going to make that business.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Okay.
Nobody
I'm just
does.
Trying to get through each minute at a time
just
right
keep
now.
Jumping on this trampoline on the ceiling in the smallest part of your house.
My house is kind of like a fun house. Like you have like this like fairy curtain, a trampoline, a mural. It's definitely, I'm drawing on my arm. I'm just totally like, I'm embracing the inner child.
Do it. You need to.
All I need to do is have sex. No, you know what? Yeah, I'm not just excited about the sex. Mm. I want to be held. I've been fantasizing all day. I'm like, can someone just come over and rock me while I cry? Gosh. That's way hotter for me right now.
Yeah,
I'm like, that you can pay people. You can pay people to cuddle you. I would never fucking do that. That's disgusting. But
you could get people to do it for free. Like if you put a post on Facebook and you're like, hey guys,
so
if
creepy.
You want to come over and cuddle with me and just like hold me and rock me, you're allowed to.
It would
to.
Be such a mean post like, though.
So many
I would
people
do that.
Would do it. They then, would.
Yeah, but this is why
guys,
it would be mean.
Comics would come over and be like, I'll fuck you.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Ugh, gross.
So I fuck.
This is why
men.
It would be the meanest post. Because I'd be like, guys, does anybody just want to come over and cuddle while I cry? And then like someone would be like, oh, do I? I'd be like, not you. And it would just be like me. It would just be like tons of me being
like,
I'll
do it as long as you hold my balls.
Yes. No, I hate your balls. No, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, that's why it'd be a mean post. It's because people would actually offer, and I'd be like, "No thanks, no thanks, no, no thanks,
no.
Mm-mm. No, no."
Ooh, do you want me to be your cuddle manager? Like, I'll go out and find people that will come over and just like hold.
No, I just want my soulmate already.
Okay, damn it, I'm just trying to be helpful.
No, Ankara. Can everyone just pray that Kate gets laid by her twin flame this year, please? If we could all just set an intention. Fuck world peace. Okay, guys.
Or maybe she's just rocked to sleep by her twin flame.
Fine. Or, you know what? Just like allow a fucking spirit to manifest. I love Maharaji, Neem Karoli Baba. Maybe he could just manifest for like 5 minutes. Rock me. And then, oh God, I love the rain today. All right, we should just end this. It's been an hour and 8 minutes anyway. And
nice and long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to do a reading for me today while I'm here?
You want one for me today? I'll totally. Let's do angel cards.
Okay, angel cards.
Yeah.
We'll do it later. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Thanks for coming over.
Don't
I
be
mean,
defeated.
I'm trying not to be. I'm so sad.
I know.
Oh, it's so sad.
But just
I know
do
I don't sound
jumpy,
that sad. I am
jack.
So depressed. For real. I just have a good defense mechanism that allows me to still sound happy when I'm like horribly sad.
I know.
I am low.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
But it's okay. You're going to be okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to kill myself.
No.
You just so do like. I'll get through it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way I wouldn't get through it is if I left my fucking body. And my spiritual teacher, she's already said that doesn't even help. Because when you're a spirit, you still have shit to do.
Yeah.
So there's no escaping. You have to face the hard
stuff.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You have to face the hard stuff. I have to face my own hard stuff. You have to face your hard stuff. And both of our hard stuff is different. And, you know, it sucks. Yeah,
whatever. All right. Ankara, whatever, man.
I will not be I don't positive care anymore.
No, I'm happy you're positive. I'm just fucking depressed today.
Okay.
But I'm into the rain. I just wish I could because go stand in it.
Making.
I guess I could.
It's like saying it's okay to be depressed. That's why you love the rain.
I just want to. Okay. Where can they find you?
Find me. Well, they can find my podcast on iTunes, The Gone Girls. And
it's amazing.
Yeah. And I don't have any upcoming shows as of right now, but I'm doing a lot of improv at The Pit. So I'll post on my Facebook and on Instagram at Ankara Savone, at Ankara Savone on Instagram. And
she's
Twitter.
A hottie boombalati. So definitely check her out.
Yeah, I'm okay. All right.
She's funny. She's sexy.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
Oh.
She's in tune.
Ooh.
Ankara Savone.
Ooh. Just Ankara.
Fine. Just Ankara.
Yeah.
Dudes. Let's talk about me for a quick sec-a-rooney.
Okay, what's going on with you?
Well,
you've got some big stuff coming up.
I do have some big stuff coming up, and I am going to be happy by the time they come around.
Yes.
I hope.
Or you'll just do your best to get through it.
It's fine, because when it comes to performing, I can get into that even if I'm depressed. Okay, so December 3rd, my album recording, get your fucking butts over there. It's going to be fun. Promo code WOLF. All caps, 2 Fs. It's December 3rd. There's a 7 show at 9:15. You can get tickets on newyorkcomedyclub.com. Guys, you got to be there. It's like working for this for like 7 years. So
it's almost December. It's almost November, which means it's almost December.
I'm gonna puke. I can't handle anything.
Yes, you can. You got this.
So that's coming. Yeah. And then also Dragon Sorcery, November 8th, 7 o'clock, promo, all caps, Dragon. And that is going to be getting filmed, and it's the New York Comedy Festival. So come be a part of a live taping.
That's huge. Getting into New York Comedy Festival. It's a big deal.
A lot of big shit. Yeah. It's a shame that right now I can barely feel happiness and joy because
it's work.
A lot
it's
of good things are actually happening. And I am like, great. My ego wants to fucking, I don't know what my ego is doing. But
yeah. Well.
Yeah, I know. Big things are finally happening. It's an exciting thing.
Gotta keep doing the good stuff, boo.
I just feel sad inside because my wounds are coming up.
It's okay.
I'm just going. I'm lying down right now.
Laying down on the floor.
Ow, and my ear hurts. Oh, okay. So I'm really losing it.
Yep.
So, guys, thanks for listening. Please come both November 8th and December 3rd because I really need you guys there. I need your support.
We're going to be there.
And you know what? No one try to throw me dick after. I know I'm saying I want sex, but I feel like I already know who my twin flame is. So like, please don't throw me dick.
No.
Unless somehow you think you're my twin flame and you want to prove it to me. But like, good luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't
even invite that.
No.
Don't even invite that.
Yeah. No, you know what?
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be, it's going to just happen. Stop forcing things, Kate Wolf. I know Kate Wolf.
Guys, back off. But come to her shows.
Come to my shows.
But back off.
Don't offer me dick.
No dick.
You'll know if I want just it.
Love and support.
I'm being such a baby bitch today. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Sorry that I'm in such a fucking state. Okay.
No, don't be sorry.
Yeah, you know what? Self-forgiveness. I'm in a state.
Yes.
But I'm not going to.
And your story will help other people because other people have problems too.
Yeah, we all have problems. And I'm going to get through this dark phase because I get through all the dark phases.
Yeah.
But I have to say, lately, it feels like a lot of dark phases. I'm like, okay, spiritual school. Where's the fucking, light phase?
Sunlight.
Whatevs, Trevs. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Come to my shows. Follow Ankara.
Ankara Savone. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Thanks for coming on. Bye.
Bye.